The next 2 or 3 weeks, however God leads, won't be messing with your theology. Won't be messing big time with your theology. How many's already thought this morning, my, God showed up here today? Well, I hate to disappoint you, he was already here. He didn't just show up, he was already here. We sometimes have a mentality, my, what a great service we had, God showed up. Or man, it was sure boring today, God wasn't nowhere around. But I'm here to tell you, God's in the presence. God's in our midst. It's whether we choose to recognize it or not. Hello? Whether we choose to recognize, and I love the presence of God like this, I do. But we need to understand the Word of God. We need to be prepared. You know, we can have services like this every time we come to church, but if we don't know how to walk and receive it when we leave here, whether it's this evening, whether it's tomorrow, whether it's the next day, we're going to struggle. We're going to struggle. So we need to understand that God's presence is with us always. It's us learning to recognize it and to cultivate the presence of God. The title of my message is simply Cultivating an Awareness of God's Presence. We have to cultivate an awareness of God's presence. Genesis chapter 28, verses 15 and 16. And prior to that, the beginning of that verse or that chapter of Genesis 28, Isaac had blessed Jacob, and he had told him, "You're not to get a wife from the land of Canaan, but you're to go back to the father, our father's country, our father's land, and choose a wife." Now, it wasn't so much of the aspect of where, when, and how. It was the obedience, but it was learning to cultivate an awareness of God's presence. Awesome passage of scripture there, if you would like to read that maybe this afternoon. But he took a journey, and as he took a journey, he found himself in a land, and it was getting dark, and he found himself a rock, made a pillow out of it. I still don't understand how he made a rock out of a pillow, but nevertheless, he fell asleep, and you all have heard the story of him seeing a ladder in his dream, and the angels ascended and descended upon that ladder. Verse 15 said, "And behold, I am with thee." God's speaking to his heart. One translation says that God stood at the top of the ladder. Another translation said he stood with Jacob, whichever it may be. Or both. God can do both. How many believes that? He said, "And behold, I am with thee." God speaking to Jacob. "And I will keep thee in all places whither thou goest." He's asleep at the foot of the ladder, the rock for a pillow. "And I will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken of thee." And Jacob awakened out of his sleep, and he said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not." Wow. "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not." Cultivating an awareness. Listen, especially you younger Christians, listen, and the older ones too. Cultivating means that we're preparing the land for use, or we are preparing in our spiritual life for use, or for God to use us. Cultivating means to acquire or develop. There is a place in our lives that we must prepare God to use us, and there is a place that we must acquire or get to, allowing God to develop us, and we do our part to develop what God wants to use in our lives. Jacob said, "Surely the Lord's in this place, and I knew it not." Totally contrary to that, in the book of Psalms, chapter 16, David said, "I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, and I shall not be moved." Simply all that David was saying is, I am always keeping my eyes on the Lord. Jacob said, surely his presence was here and I didn't even know it. And David said, I am not letting him out of my sight. I am keeping him before me. One translation says this, I am always aware of God's presence. Always aware of God's presence. He is near and nothing can shake me. When we recognize and realize that God is with us on services like this morning, He is with us when everybody's asleep. He is with us when we're at Walmart or Harps. He is with us when we're driving down the highway. He is with us no matter where we're at, and we must understand and recognize and cultivate that awareness. He didn't just show up for you. He's been there with you the whole time. Can I tell you, in just short, as I was so emphatic last week about having an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ, I mean, church, we are living in perilous times. We're living in troubled times, but we don't have to be troubled and we don't have to be in peril. But just as I was so emphatic last week about having an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ, I feel like that for the most part, that by Monday and Tuesday, y'all had already forgot the message, and maybe and hopefully I'm wrong. But can I tell you, I'm just as emphatic today about the awareness, the consistent awareness of Christ's presence in your life. If you wake up in the morning and you can't feel God, it doesn't mean He's not there. Hello? Understand, if we're not aware of His consistent presence in our life, we will never have an intimate relationship with Him. Hello? Can I say that again? That's good stuff, wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
But understand, if we are not constantly aware of the presence of God in our lives and around us, we will never have an intimate relationship with Him. Like so many people, like Jacob, we live in a fast-paced, hectic world. Hopefully not all are looking for a wife, but we are preoccupied with life. Hey, that rhymed, didn't it? Pretty good. Hopefully, thank you, buddy, bless you. Hopefully we're not all looking for a wife, but we're all dealing with life and preoccupied with it, going to church, making a living. But when Jacob woke up from his sleep, he thought, man, surely the Lord is in this place. So some of you are going to wake up in the morning and say, man, surely the Lord had showed up Sunday morning. He was already here. He was in this place. And some of you are even here scratching your head this morning with Him showing up, wondering, I wonder where He was at. I didn't feel anything. I didn't sense God's presence. What's wrong? But unlike David, who said, I will keep Him before my eyes always, and I won't be shaken by the things of this world. Hello? Amen. Jacob was busy. He was preoccupied with life. In so much that he failed to recognize God's voice or cultivate that awareness or prepare an awareness for God's presence. What was that cultivating needing to do in his life? Because God told him, said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. I'm going to give you, your children and your children's children, this land that your fathers had. So how do I cultivate? Are you ready for this? How do we cultivate that mindset of an awareness of God's presence? Now, y'all was shouting a while ago, I'm preaching you the Word of God. Okay? I'm preaching you the Word of God. So don't shout me down while I'm preaching good. Just shout a little bit. Okay? Say amen or oh me or whatever. But I'm preaching to you the Word of God. You said, well, He already come by and spoke to me. Some of you need to understand this and need to get this, or you'll miss it tomorrow. You'll get it today, but you'll miss it tomorrow. How do we do that? In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16, Paul tells us and gives us some insight on that. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. The way to cultivate an awareness of God's presence is to have the mind of Christ and let him live, dwell, and think through us. Can I tell you today that every human being was engineered by God, that the presence of the Creator lives within the creature and is independent of our humanity or our flesh? Did you get that? The presence. Our spirit man was engineered. He breathed into us the breath of life and we became a living soul. He engineered us in today's language. And that his presence, the presence of the Creator, dwelt inside the creature and is indispensable of the creature, of humanity. God created us as clay vessels. He breathed into us the breath of life, where his presence was put inside of us. God put his presence back inside of us into his creation. He came so that his light might, that we might allow his light to shine through us. He came to allow his light to shine through us. If we could only go through life, you know, most of us live a life that we can be pretty moody if we want to be. And sometimes we can be moody when we don't want to be. Just depending on what the mood strikes us. But if we'll let Christ live inside of us, we'll live a balanced life. If we live in the spirit realm, we'll live a balanced life and we won't be having mood swings. Look at your neighbor and say, you need to quit having mood swings. They're driving me crazy. If we will live in the realm of God's presence and spirit, if we will cultivate an awareness, hey, he's around you when you do good. He's with you when you don't do good. He's with you when you're happy. He's with you when you're sad. He's with you when you're a good boy and girl, and he's with you when you're a bad boy and girl. He's with you. To allow the world to see, we cultivate an awareness of his presence. If you're doing business dealings with someone that really needs to be boxed upside the head, but you show the love of Jesus Christ, yes, I said that. There's some folks you deal with that need boxed upside the head because they're not walking in the Spirit. But you need to walk in the Spirit so you can show them the difference. You don't need to cultivate the same spirit they're having. Good stuff, ain't it? So if we're aware of God's presence and his spirit when we're dealing with ornery people, and we show them the love of Christ, that waiter or waitress that least needs a tip probably needs your words of kindness and a tip the most. Hello. If we possess, or we say we possess Christ, and we don't show it, what are we saying to the world? I don't have a clue of Christ's presence. Kind of like the Holy Ghost. If you can have it and not show it, can you lose it and not know it? Simply the same thing that Jacob was saying. The presence of God was here, and I missed it. I didn't even realize it. Simply, that simply means in 1 Corinthians 2:16, and I'm going to cut it off here in just a moment. Simply means that the indwelling of Christ needs to think His thoughts through you. You need to give it up. You can't figure it out. You ain't got the wisdom to do it. You need to let God's Spirit dwell inside of you and let His thoughts be funneled through you. When you feel His assurance, you sense His guidance, or even feel the conviction of sin, it means that God's presence is with you. And when you don't feel nothing, He's still with you. Can I ask you today, church, learn to pay attention to God's presence. Honor and respect Him. You're walking and living in His presence and need to learn that just by a nudge, He can speak to your heart. Again, as I shared with you last week, the Bible reveals to us God's deepest desire to be in fellowship with His creation. And He also has a desire for His creation to hunger after Him and to have that same relationship. He desires for you to hunger after Him. And God always takes the initiative by His grace to draw us back into a personal friendship with Him. Kind of mentioned this already, but I'll say it one more time. And then I'm closing, I think. Have you ever heard someone say, God really showed up for this worship service, like I told you today? Or perhaps comment like, where was God when I was going through all this mess? Or maybe if we pray harder, the Holy Spirit will show up. That's a good one. If I pray harder, maybe the Holy Spirit will show up. Okay, I'm closing. It'll make you feel better, but I got something else to say. You remember when Elijah was on top of Mount Carmel with the prophets of Baal? And they was doing all these different things, trying to get their God to hear them. They was cutting themselves. That's what they did. They was shouting. They got so radical, they even tore down the altar. And after a certain period of time, Elijah said, hey, why don't you holler louder? Why don't you just holler louder? Maybe he's asleep. Why don't you just get a little more radical? Maybe he's on vacation. Why don't you just do, somebody take off and just do something really crazy and maybe he'll hear you. He was making fun of them. Right? Because their God didn't have ears to hear and their eyes to see. But he was making fun of them. But I wonder sometimes if us in church don't feel like that as well. God, if I don't do something, you ain't going to show up. Hey, I like shouting, I like running. Brother Steve, you're fine, buddy. Just run, shout all you want to. I like all that. But can I tell you something? Because of your actions doesn't determine if God's going to show up or not. That's the whole point. Doesn't matter what you do. It's a condition of the heart. You can shout. He dwells in the habitants of the praises of His people. He desires for you to do that. He desires for you to have a relationship. But if you don't sense His presence in the middle of the night, if you don't sense His presence when you're down at the grocery store, we're not dwelling or creating a habitation for His presence. Listen, it does not matter what you do. No matter what you do, does not depend on what He does. Okay? He wants you to worship Him. He wants you to praise Him. But He's here, whether you do anything or not. Hello? He's here, creating and cultivating an atmosphere of His presence. Man, I have so many things I'd like to share with you today, but I'll consider you, and God has done what He wanted to do, but I think He wanted you to have at least this and more. So many times God's here and we miss Him. There's so many times God's in your bedroom and you miss Him. There's so many times that person that's waiting on you and business that really needs their jaws boxed, God's waiting on you to manifest His presence in your life. And we're unaware. We're unaware. God's given us an opportunity. God's given us an opportunity. Not everybody's going to receive it. That's not your, obligation. Your obligation is to do what God wants you to do. Don't you love the Lord? I love you. Hey, this is a Pentecostal church, and I want you to be Pentecost and act Pentecost. But don't ever forget God's presence is with you when you don't feel Pentecostal. Heavenly Father, I love and appreciate you. Thank you for what you've done today. Thank you for what you're going to do. God, I pray that you'll teach us, show us, and help us, oh God, to cultivate an awareness of your presence and let us have the mind of Christ. Let us, oh God, show your presence and your spirit to others that don't have a clue. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. See you tonight at 6 o'clock. God bless you.